making the most of resources. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 49. Thank you for joining me today, and I am bringing you something a little bit different, something I've not done before on any of these recordings or on my blog about quiet times and spiritual disciplines. You see, at the moment, I'm teaching a series on quiet times for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. This is August 2018, if you want to look at those. You'll find them on my website, on my YouTube channel, and on the Thames Valley Churches of Christ website, that's tvcoc.org, and their own YouTube channel. But one of the things I've done is I wanted to reach out to other people and find out their perspective on quiet times and how to have enriching quiet times. And I'm going to bring you in the future an article on prayer by Steve Kinnard from North America and an article on prayer by Roland Moje from the Philippines. But today I want to point you to an article written for me by Dr. Andy Bawachi, good friend of mine, member of our church in Manchester, and a lecturer at the University of Manchester. To quote from the staff page on the university site, his fields of research are New Testament criticism, the use of the Old Testament in the New, Pauline theology, Galatians, ancient identity construction, resurrection as identity marker, ancient uses of Abraham narratives. Well, there you go. So that's Andy. He's written a book, which I'm currently reading, based on some themes in Galatians. And I love the way he writes. I love the way he thinks. He's very creative, but also has good scholarly approach to things as well. So he's written this short, what is it, 6 pages or so on making the most out of resources as a way to inspire us for our own relationship with God, our own prayer. And I love the way he does it. It begins with Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes so that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. And isn't that what we want each day? To have our wonder reawakened and refreshed as we read our Bible, as we think about God, as we contemplate him, meditate on him and on the truths of his word and on who he is, and then pray and connect with God in that way. So I'm not going to read the whole article. I don't want to talk too much about it because I'd like you to go and read it. But I will say this, that I think you'll find it very refreshing and encouraging to see the way that he uses, well, it gives us a way of thinking about our Bible study, about the way that we read the Bible in the context of the way that it can inspire our prayers. And so he talks about some exegetical techniques, which I really like, and gives an example. And that's very helpful, Andy, by the way. Thank you for not just giving us the theory, but giving us an example. And he does that from John chapter 1. I think you'll like that, the way he talks about the text, the co-text, the context, the intertext, keywords and conjunctive words and phrases. So there's an example for us of good exegesis of personal Bible study that can then help us with our prayer. And then he talks about not just the exegetical aspect of all this, but the emotional aspect. And this is where I love the fact that Andy's not just a scholar. He's a scholar plus. He's a scholar and a lover of God and wants to apply and enjoy what he's learning. And he helps us to do this by asking us 3 questions that we need to ask about our study that will lead us into meaningful prayer. So I'd really encourage you to read this and his recommendations about commentaries and connection, media, things that help us to connect with God. I think you'll find it enriching. I think you'll find it to be very meaty and deep, but not too deep, meaty, but not too chewy. Very practical and helpful. Let me know what you think. Please read the article. So go again to my website, all the W's, then malcolmcox.org, and you'll find it there. You can obviously listen to this podcast, and you can watch the video version on the YouTube channel and read the article. I've posted it there both as text on the page, but also as a PDF. So you can have a look at that, download it, read it at your leisure. And then let me know what you think of this. And I'd love to give Andy some feedback. He asked for feedback. So if you could send that to me, post on the website, post on this podcast site, post on the YouTube channel site. Let me know what you find helpful, all the questions you have from this. So leave a comment so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you think there's somebody you know who might find some benefit from this, then please pass the link on to them. Hit that like button or subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. Why not? Go ahead and subscribe. That way you'll get all of these when they come out. And also it helps increase the visibility of these podcasts for other people. Well, thank you so much. And I do pray the next time that you sit down or you stand somewhere, or you lie down, or wherever you are, you're going to spend some time with God intentionally. You're finding a bit of space, a bit of time for some quiet with God. I do pray that you have the most wonderful, fulfilling, and enriching times of quiet with God. Take care, and God bless.